भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu, text number 23 and 24. I'm sure by now all of you have memorized it because every day it's being chanted. At least for 9 days it will be chanted. Sri Prahlad Uvacha. श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यं सख्यमात्मनिवेदनं इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेनवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवत्यद्धा तन्मन्येऽधीतमुत्तमम्। श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यम् सख्यमात्मनिवेदनम् इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेनवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवत्यद्धा तन्मन्येऽधीतमुत्तमम्। श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यं सख्यमात्मनिवेदनम् इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेनवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवत्यद्धा तन्मन्येऽधीतमुत्तमम्। श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णो श्रवणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यम् सख्यमात्मनिवेदनम् इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेनवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवत्यद्धा तन्मन्येऽधीतमुत्तमम्। श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णो स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यं सख्यमात्मनिवेदनम् इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेनवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवत्यद्धा तन्मन्येऽधीतमुत्तमम्। Matajis. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmani Vedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishno Bhaktischena Valakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Anmanye Dhitamuttamam Shri Prahlada Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhaktischena Valakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanye Dhitamuttamam Shri Prahlada Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishno Bhaktischena Valakshana Kriyate Bhagavadyadha Anmanye Dhitamuttamam Shri Prahlada Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishno Bhaktischena Valakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Anmanye Dhitamuttamam Shri Prahlada Uvacha Prahlad Maharaj said Shravanam Hearing Kirtanam Chanting Vishnoho Of Lord Vishnu Not anyone else Smaranam Remembering Padasevanam Serving the feet. Archanam. Offering worship. With Shadopachara. The 16 kinds of paraphernalia. Vandanam. Offering prayers. Dasyam. Becoming the servant. Sakhyam. Becoming the best friend. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything, whatever one has, iti does, pumsa arpita, offered by the devotee, Vishnu, unto Lord Vishnu, not to anyone else, bhaktihi, devotional service. Chet if Navalakshana possessing nine different processes Kriyeta one should perform Bhagavati unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Adha, directly or completely. Tat, that. Manye, I consider. Adhitam, learning. Uttamam, topmost. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So today we are discussing Vandanam. I will read that particular section of the purport, and then we will have a small discussion. Yeah. The 6th one is Vandanam. Although prayers are a part of deity worship, they may be considered separately like the other items, such as hearing and chanting, and therefore separate statements are given herewith. The Lord has unlimited transcendental qualities and opulences, and one who feels influenced by the Lord's qualities in various activities offers prayers to the Lord. In this way, he becomes successful. In this connection, the following are some of the offenses to be avoided. To offer obeisances on one hand, to offer obeisances with one's body covered, very difficult in Australia, to show one's back to the deity, to offer obeisances on the left side of the deity, to offer obeisances very near the deity. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrandavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I'm extremely grateful to be getting this very, very privileged opportunity to sit in this temple of Shri Shri Radha Vallabha and share a few thoughts on Srimad Bhagavatam to the wonderful devotees here. So in this particular very, very famous verse, most quoted, one of the most often quoted verse in relationship to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad herein is bringing out the process of awakening one's dormant love for Krishna. And in these, and he expands it into 9 wonderful processes, which, as explained by Srila Prabhupada, is each one of them are independent of themselves to actually give one the ultimate perfection of life. And today we will be discussing one of them, that is offering prayers. Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion translated this as submission, and another section is offering notable prayers. So, whom should we pray? What should we pray? And how should we pray? These are important questions. And Bhagavatam reveals and answers this question. Bhagavatam is supposed to answer all the questions, and specifically these questions. I remember one time I was traveling by train, and I was reading the Bhagavad Gita, and there was a professor sitting next to me in the coupe. Practically there was no one else, and he looked at me and said, Swamiji, what are you studying? And I said, I'm reading the Gita. And he said, what is it? And I was like, what do you mean, what is it? You're an Indian, you're a professor. What do you mean? No, you didn't understand. I'm asking you, what is this Gita? I said, this is the Sarva Upanishado Gava Dugdha Gopala Nandana. If all the Upanishads, the Vedanta, are considered the essence of the Veda, the conclusion of the Vedas, the essence of that is Dugdha Gopala Nandana. Krishna is churning the essence of that in the form of this transcendental nectar, the milk of Bhagavad Gita. So this is the essence. And then he looked at me and said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, please. That's the goal of life. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Of course, I didn't say that to him. So I said, yeah. He said, you tell me, can you tell me the essence of all the Vedas in one sentence? And I was thinking in my mind, last 27 years I am struggling doing a lot of sadhana, trying to wake up in the morning and chant my 16 rounds, trying to understand this knowledge. That's the nature of Kali Yuga. You know, everyone wants a shortcut. Nobody wants to do some troublesome work. It's intelligence, of course. The sages of Naimisharanya also ask that question. Time is very less, give us the essence. So he said, can you tell me the essence of Vedas in one sentence? And suddenly I remembered a statement that I had heard from His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, who is no more with us, the Indian Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj. He had come to our temple, and while giving a class, he just expressed, he said, I'm going to tell you the essence of Vedas in one sentence. And then I realized, sometimes we are hearing, and then we go out, and then we wonder, next day we don't remember what we heard, and probably not able to recall anything. But if in the class, if we have heard attentively, at least during that time, when we need it the most, Krishna reciprocates. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He gives us a remembrance. May have heard 30 years ago, 40 years ago something, somewhere. But if you have prayerfully heard that statement, taken shelter of that statement, I don't understand anything, but I know that this is good for me, let me give my full attention. Krishna reciprocates at the time of the most needed hour. And that's at the time of death also. So anyway, I just remembered that statement. I said, yes. And I told him that. And this is exactly what Mahavishnu Maharaj had stated. He said, Krishna is our pati. Krishna is our gati. And therefore, investing our mati to develop rati is the ultimate goal of life. Or the essence of the Vedas. And this is so eloquently put in one prayer of Kunti Devi. Toi me ananya vishaya matihi madhupate asakrat ratim udduhata madha gangai vaugham udanvati. She says, Toi me ananya vishaya. Anya, anya means elsewhere. Toi, unto you, my Lord. Ananya vishaya. Let my senses, my minds, the energy of my mind, the intelligence, everything that I possess. Toi me, unto your lotus feet. Ananya vishaya. Let it go nowhere. Let it flow. Matihi. My consciousness, madhupati, oh the best or the husband of the goddess of fortune, oh the ultimate guardian, protector, maintainer of everyone, and especially the devotees, asakrit. Asakrit means without cessation. Just like in Ayurveda they do this, shirodhar. And they make sure that oil doesn't put like a drop. It just goes like one line. Constantly that oil flows. Asakrit. Incessantly. Asakrit. Ratim udvahatam adha. Right, my devotion, my love, my affection. Udvahatam. Let it flow. Let it overflow. Adha. Directly again. Adha, as it is expressed here also. Ratim udvahatam adha. Directly. How? Ganga iva ogham udanvati. If you have recently, I was in Rishikesh. I saw in the rainy season, and even in the other seasons, the water of the Ganges flows with such force that anything that comes, even if a huge, like a hill or a boulder comes, it's the speed of the flow is so much that whether from above, from below, from side, nothing can stop the flow, because the sheer volume and the speed is such that nothing can stop it till she reaches the sea, Ogham. Ogham is the sea, Udanvati. This is Kunti's prayer. Let my affection, Bhishmadev says, what's love? Love means when all our affection flows towards only one person. That's true love. Only one person. So that is, so whom should the prayers be offered? In one sense, this is the essence of the Vedas. The purpose of Veda, as described by Lord Krishna himself to Lord Brahma at the beginning of creation. He actually spoke only four verses. That's Bhagavatam, most condensed Bhagavatam, the original Bhagavatam. Only four verses. Second canto, 9 chapter, 33, 34, 35, 36. And in the first two verses, he speaks about, basically in these four verses, three topics are covered. Bhagavan sambandha bhakti abhidheya hoy, prema prayojana vede tino vastu koy. As Lord Chaitanya said, there are three topics discussed in the Vedas. If you know this, you don't need to know anything else. You may be a anguthacha, what do you call it? Illiterate person. Like the South Indian Brahmana in Srirangam. He didn't know anything. He didn't even know how to read and pronounce things properly. But he had the essence. So, sambandha, to know who am I, who's God, and what's my source, and how am I connected to him. What's my relationship? Without relationship, there is no activity. There is no meaning to any activity. Activity is done in relationship with something. So the most important, the first and foremost thing is to know sambandha. What's my relationship with my source, with my original source? Who am I? Where have I come from? Where do I belong? What am I supposed to do? So once we understand the relationship, then you become active in that relationship, reciprocal. And that is abhidheya jnana, which means we are part and parcel, meant to serve. Ahituki apratihata. Unconditionally and incessantly. Only that can satisfy us. Nothing else can ever completely satisfy us. But even a bit of this can give us such satisfaction that no situation in this creation can ever disturb that satisfaction. Sashantim adhigachati. Such peace, such constitutional state of blissfulness. Nothing in this creation, even the most powerful terrorist, universal terrorist like Hiranyakashipu, could not disturb the peace of Prahlad. Because he was situated in his constitutional position of eternal, unconditional, loving service to Krishna. In fact, his life was a prayer. His whole life was just personification of this prayer. So, sambandha is the first thing. And after knowing the sambandha, relationship, we try to awaken and activate that relationship. And that is bhakti. Bhakti abhideya hoy. And this, today, as a sadhaka, it has to be done motivated by the order of the guru and based on the scriptures. Yam shastra vidhim utsrujya vartate kamakartaha nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukham na paramgatim. The Gita 16th chapter says, one who gives up the process of scriptural injunctions, vartate kamakartha, and acts whimsically, nasa siddhim av, he will never achieve the perfection. Moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana, all our knowledge, all our efforts, all our intelligence, everything will be futile. So, it has to be focused. One has to do things. Na sa siddhim avapnoti, na sukham. We will not be happy. Na paramgati, what to speak of the ultimate goal. And so therefore, as a sadhaka, we are motivated by shastric injunctions and the order of the higher authorities, their representative. Even though we may not have any natural inclination, spontaneous desire or love, but we do it nevertheless. Because we know, thanks to the good intelligence, discrimination, and after discrimination, when we ascertain the sambandha and goal, determination to achieve that. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha krunandana. So, in this, to revive that love, and once that love is awakened, bhakti is no more an effort. Bhakti is the default mode. It's a natural mode. You can't do anything otherwise. Every thought, every word, every action naturally will be for the pleasure. Sanushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. It will simply, the only question that a devotee will be asking is, what will please Krishna in this particular situation, in this particular relationship, in this particular with this particular object that I have, how can I, or what can I do which will be pleasing Krishna? That will be the only question that will be asked. So, in these four prayers, Lord Brahma is told about these three important knowledge. That is, the first two talks about sambandha. Sambandha is two. Number one, whom do we turn to and what should be our goal? And that is pati. Pati means the husband at one level. But really, pati means the guardian, the maintainer, the protector. That's called a pati. Shriyapati, Yajyapati, Prajapati, Dhyampati, Lokapati, Dharapati, Patir Gatischa Andhaka Vrishni Satvatam, Prasidatam Me Bhagavan Satampati. Shukadeva Goswami begins the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam by offering respect to the ultimate pati, Shriyapati, the ultimate protector, maintainer of all opulences. Shriya also means Lakshmiji. Shriyapati, Yajyapati, Bhoktaram Yajyatapasam Sarvalokamahe. He is the ultimate enjoyer of all sacrifices. Shriyapati, Yajyapati, Prajapati, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvam Pravartate. He is ultimately the maintainer of everyone. Prajapati, Dhyampati, he is the ultimate provider and protector of our good intelligence. Matta Smriti Jnanam Apuvanam Cha. Shriyapati, Yajyapati, Prajapati, Dhyampati, Lokapati, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Dharapati. He, like Varahadev, he lifted Mother Earth, you know, Bhudevi. So, Patihi Gatihi Andhaka Vrishni Satvatam. He was the only maintainer, protector, and the guardian, not only of the Vrishnis, but Satvatam, specifically for the devotees. Patihi Gatihi. So once we know who to be surrendering to, then that his lotus feet becomes the only shelter. The only, as Prabhupada twice says, and no one else. Vishnu and no one else. Then you are focused. Actually, when we develop this focus, the intensity comes. Without focus, there is no intensity to devotion. When it is spread out, just like you have this magnifying glass, as children we would take a piece of paper, go in the sunlight and, you know, hold it at a particular angle. If you hold the magnifying glass at a particular angle, all the rays of the sun that falls on, can you imagine this 2 inches diameter, this big is the, you know, magnifying glass. Now let the sun's rays fall on the paper for rest of eternity. It doesn't burn. It just gets warm. If you put it in the sun, it may get a little warm at the end of the day. But if you take this little magnifying glass, whatever little sunlight falls on that particular 2 inches diameter piece of glass, at an angle, when that energy is focused on one point, like a pinhole, gradually the paper burns within few moments. Why? Because that energy, just that sunlight, when it is concentrated at one particular point, it has the power to actually burn the paper. Karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. Imagine it's a, you know, like go down of paper, and you have just one little thing, and you just focus it at one place, and the paper burns, and the whole huge godown is burned to ashes. Yathaidhansi samiddhognir bhasmasat kurte arjuna jnanagnihi sarva karmani bhasmasat kurte tatha karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. When that focus, that is gati, that ananya vishaya, let there be, he is my only master, his lotus feet is my only goal. That's what an amazing translation of prayer that we were singing. That's an amazing prayer. That's the ultimate prayer, actually. You know, he is my master, birth after birth, his lotus feet is our only goal. So that is pati and that is gati. That is our sambandha. Now we really know where to turn, and what should be our focus? And once the focus is clear, as Sachinandan Maharaj once said, obstacle is what you face when you lose track of the goal. When you lose track of the goal, there are so many obstacles. But when you are focused on the goal, every obstacle is a stepping stone towards the goal, actually. There is no obstacle. In fact, the more the obstacle, the more the enthusiasm, the more the determination of our great acharyas. Because that provides them impetus. Not upon themselves, but on the faith of the Lord. Avashya rakshibe Krishna eto vishwas. So this is the sambandha gyan, the first two verses. And interestingly, the third verse of the Chatushloki Bhagavat speaks about the goal, and that is love of Krishna. When you love Krishna, you cannot but see him in everything, everywhere. As Prahlad said, where is your Lord? When Hiranyakashipu said, where is he not? Interesting, huh? Father and son, what a contrast. One can see God everywhere. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindam. And the other person, even in the Lord, he didn't see God. Narasingadeva came and he said, who is this creature? That much of opacity can develop because of thick covering avratam jnanametenam. So why the goal? Bhurijan Prabhu so beautifully explained why goal is given first before the process. Because unless you are convinced about the goal, just like a good salesman first glorifies the product. And after glorifying the product, he doesn't tell you the price. No good salesman will ever tell you the price before. First he will create an interest. First he creates sambandha. How it will benefit you? If you possess this, your life will become happy, your life will become improved, your life will become more comfortable. Then sambandha. And then there is prayojan. You must possess it. And then a person, tell me the price. No, first listen how it will be. Enough, tell me now. Then there is a intensity. I am convinced that this will benefit me. I am convinced this is the product I was looking. Tell me the price. No, please tell me. Until and unless that point comes, then he says, whatever the price, to bol baba, you just tell me. And then he says, actually the market price is very high. For you, I am giving you a special discount. And that is Lord Chaitanya. You know, as anarpita charinchiral, never given before, but karunaya. Poor fellow, I need to give you something. Samarpaitum unnata ujjularasam, never ever given before. Subhakti shriyam, the ultimate wealth of devotion. I am giving you patra apatra na dekhe sthana sthan, jai jahan paaye tahan kare premadan. Take it. Just for you. Because I know you have no interest. He creates the interest. He brings the product. And you say, no, I can't carry this, too heavy. Take the bag also. Take the bag, take the product. Free of cost. So after creating the goal, then he tells, one should look to achieve this sarvatra sarvada. At every place, at every time, under all circumstances. Nothing. This should be the price. This is the price. That one should be aspiring for this. This pati and this gati. So, Lakshmi ji, we were discussing whom to pray. Lakshmi ji says, in the fifth canto, she speaks, you know, like just like when she comes out of that Samudra Manthan, she takes a garland and she looks at everyone. This fellow is extremely powerful, but not renounced. This fellow is extremely beautiful, but not powerful. This person is extremely wealthy, but not full of strength. She looks at all the powerful devatas. And she looks at all the powerful demons who have gathered there to churn ocean. And she comes out with a garland. And she knows whom to select. You know. And then she says, she considers everyone. And then she says, other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I don't see anyone worth this garland. You know, he's the one really worth taking shelter of. Why? She describes who is a pati. Who should we actually focus as our pati? She says, Savai pati syad akuto bhayam swayam samantatah pati bhayaturam janam. No one else. I said, I will surrender to only one person. Who? Savai pati. He should be my husband. He should be my master. He should be my protector, maintainer and everything. Who? Akuto bhayam swayam. Absolutely no trace of fear in his heart. He is absolutely fearless. Nothing in this creation and beyond can ever create fear in his heart. Not only that, samantatah pati bhayaturam. And if you surrender to him, that person makes you fully fearless. Abhaydan, You know, when you go to some great personality and he says, don't worry, I am there for you, you actually become fearless. I saw one time, one man was going along with a little son, you know, his son, little child. And suddenly a dog attacked, he was attacking. So this boy was really scared. He was actually entering a house. I don't know for what reason he entered, and suddenly a dog chased and he came running double speed than the dog actually. And he caught hold of his father. And holding his father's finger, then the dog came and he was kicking the dog. Alone he was running away, but when he was holding the finger of the father, he was trying to kick the dog. The dog was a huge German Alsatian. You know? Actually the father himself must have been scared. But the son is so confident. My father is there. Because the son was probably ignorant of the father's potency. But Prahlad, that little boy, has got hold of his father's little finger. But he knows which father, the ultimate father. And therefore he's fearless. Even the powerful devatas are fearful in front of Hiranyakashipu if he moves his bros in a very, you know, different way. Unpleasant, you know, disturbed. But Prahlad is fearless. Why? Because he knows Samantatah Pati. He is the ultimate shelter. Bhayaturam Janam. So why are we not surrendering to him? The fact is, probably only those who have never heard, they will not surrender. But once a person hears with an open heart and with little faith, he cannot but take shelter of Krishna and no one else. What is the proof? The proof is Rukmini Devi. When Shishupal was fixed for her to be married by her brother, was so envious of Krishna. Being a son of daughter of a Kshatriya, she knew the art of diplomacy. She was not a fearful person or something. But she knew how to manage the things according to time, place and circumstance. And then she writes a letter. She says, what an amazing prayer. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shunvatamte nirvishya karna vivarair harato ungatapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham toyachyuta vishati chittam apatrapam me. Shrutva gunan. My Lord, I have two faults. What are the two faults? I have two ear holes. This is my fault. Because I heard about you. And you have two faults. You are full of qualities and you are full of beauty. What can I do? Shrutva gunan. The day I heard from your devotees. Shrutva gunan. Bhuvana sundara. In all the Tribhuvana, in all, Ebe George Ghushuk Tribhuvana, we say, in this whole Tribhuvana, there is no one as beautiful as you. Bhuvana Sundara Shunvatante. And this is the only topic worth hearing actually. Otherwise, these ear holes are like the holes where snake live. Sukadeva Goswami says that. So these ear holes are meant only to hear the glories of you, my Lord. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shunvatante nirvishya karna vivarai. As soon as they entered these ear holes and touched my heart, harataha angatapam, all my distress permanently went away just by hearing about you. Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare shunvatam sakata krishna punyashravana kirtanaha. hridyantastho hi abhadrani vidhunoti. Simply by constantly, regularly hearing the glories of the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of the Lord, all the distress of the heart, all the anxieties of the heart, all the fears of the heart is permanently removed. Nirvishyakarana vivarair haratah angatapam tapatraya unmulanam. From roots, the miseries are removed. And a person becomes completely happy in any situation of life. Haratongatapam rupam. And I heard about your beautiful form. Akhilarthalabha. Truly, if someone has eyes, the ultimate purpose of the eyes is to behold your form. Otherwise, they are eyes on the peacock feather. Useless. What is the point? They never satisfy the heart, but this vision only satisfies the heart completely. And therefore, apatrapam, I have become shameless. I'm writing a love letter even before marriage. In a cultured society, you're not supposed to do that. You know, you have to approach through proper marriage board. You know, the grandmother or the father, somebody goes and talks, and this is there. Of course, there are 8 types of marriages. And one of the most refined marriages, this kind of properly brahmanas are called and everything. But I don't care. I'm writing you very shamelessly. What can I do? This love has made me shameless. Shameless to what? Shameless to the external considerations of formalities and this and social etiquettes of this world. I don't care. Because I have become mad after you. When a person goes mad, he doesn't care about all these things. Lord Chaitanya would go mad. And therefore he wouldn't consider, he would lose all his external consciousness. So, herein we find, whom should we offer our prayers to, offer our heart to? Then question is, what to pray? And Srila Prabhupada explains in that particular section of submission, there are 3 types of prayers. Samprarthanatmika, Dainyabodhika and Lalasamayi. In essence, it means, just like I think His Holiness Jayapatak Swami Maharaj was once telling, a very nice explanation he gave. So all of you go for Janmashtami collection. Who do you select to go for collection? Obviously, you look at someone who can give you something. You don't approach a beggar on the street who himself is begging. Somebody who is capable of giving you what you want. So first is, as it is described here, the most capable person. So Samprarthanatmika, he said 3 things. Number one, how do you approach a person? If you want something from him, first you glorify him. I heard you gave such a big amount to this person. I found out you have actually sponsored this whole foundation which provides this to everyone. I have heard that you do this. I have heard that you are very charitable. First thing you open your eyes, whoever you see, anything you have, you just give it away. I heard you are extremely merciful. That person's heart opens. Yes, you are right. Yes, yes. So first is, glorify. Why I have come to you? Because I know you can fulfill what I have come to ask for. Only you can fulfill. And the second is, I am in need. Imagine, a beggar or a very poor man, he wants to get his daughter married and he has no money. And he goes to a rich man and says, well, I was going for a walk and I happened to, you know, see your gate and just walked in. And I just thought I will benefit you by, you know, if you can give me some money, it will be nice. Otherwise, I have so many people. Well, I want to make you the fortunate one. If you can give me, it will be your benefit. how many people would be inclined to give that donation? Instead of that, he says, I've gone everywhere. There is no hope left. If you refuse, I am finished. My daughter will not remain, ever get married. You are the only person. Somehow you have to give. Everything is arranged. Money is lacking. Everyone has refused. You are the last resort, Prabhu. Even if a person is really a little hard-hearted or a little thinking twice, he says, poor fellow, chalo yaar. One time, this is, I think, Ramanujacharya's disciple. He was going, walking along in a forest, and suddenly he saw a hunter, you know, cruel looking, like Mrigari types, Yamraj personified with a bow and arrow, and he looked at a rabbit, and he was about to shoot it, and the rabbit came and actually started circumambulating his feet. That hunter's feet, and just lie down on the feet. And the hunter put his bow and arrow outside and picked up the rabbit. Parashar Bhatta fainted. Parashar Bhatta fainted. And everyone kind of threw some water and woke him up and said, what happened to you, my Gurudev, what happened to you? He said, just look at that. Yeah, we saw it. But what made you faint? He said, just look at that. This cruel, hard-hearted hunter was about to kill this rabbit just because the rabbit took shelter of his feet. This hard-hearted person's heart melted and he threw his bow and arrow aside and picked it up. And he started crying. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Please come to my shelter. I will give you all protection. The Lord is saying, Abhaydan is giving. How foolish we are that we actually don't take His shelter. If such a person can be moved, hard-hearted person can be moved by the process of surrender, why will it not? So the second one is Dainya Bodhika. You tell that I am in need, I am fallen, I am ignorant. Sada kame rato kichu nahi mora guna Gopinath mama nivedana shuna. And the third one, after you have glorified why you have come to him, just like Vamandev showed when he came in front of Bali, he glorified, oh, your family, what a lineage. First he glorified Bali, and then he said, I have come here to beg something. And then he asked. So first, prayer is glorification of the Lord. Second is expressing one's fallen condition, desperation, in need. And third is lalasa mai, what do I want? What is my aspiration? Kabe gauravane suradhani tate he radhe ha krishna bole. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. Hari hari bolite nayane bobe neer. That's called lalasa mai. So there is samprarthanatmika, glorification. There is dainya bodhika, expressing one's fallen condition. Then you ask, and once you ask that, Krishna says, tathastu. Sure enough. And it, of course, there are so many subtle varieties of this. 10 varieties actually. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in his book, The Beggar, mentions about these 10. I was just yesterday writing it down. These 10 kinds of prayers. It was. Yeah. It says, Samprarthanatmika is words of direct prayer to the Lord, glorification of the Lord. Swadainya Bodhika, words informing the Lord of one's own humility. Then third is Manashiksha, instruction to one's own mind. Dushta mana, tumi kishera vaishnara, pratishthara lage, tomar. Kevala Kaitava, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written, Raghunath Das Goswami has written, Manashiksha, preaching to his own mind. You rascal, why are you resisting? Why don't you surrender? Vilapatmika, statements of extreme lamentation. You know, Gopinath, Amito, Kangal, so many ways. Vaishnav Mahima Prakashika, revealing the glories of the Lord's devotees. Sri Guru Vaishnav Vigyapti, supplication to Guru and devotees. Sri Dhamavasi Lipsatmika, revealing the desire to live in the abode of the Lord. You know, when will I go to Gauravane and when I'll roll in the mud, when I'll be in Vrindavan, you know, I'll see the abode of the Lord. Then Sadhaka Dehera Lalasa Suchika, revealing desires to execute devotional service. Then Siddhi Dehera Lalasa Bhai, revealing to execute the spontaneous, you know, what is that? Radha Krishna Pranamara Yugala Kishore. No, there is one more. You know, Ashtadali Veshtita Vrindavana Ramya Sthana. I'll be beholding that and I'll be holding that and I'll be, you know, I will offer her that paan. That's my Siddha Deha Lalasa. Then there is Akshepa Bodhika, revealing the intense grief and sorrow in which one blames oneself for falling down in the material world. So like that. But in essence, these are these three prayers. You know? And of course, Srila Narottam, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji once said to one devotee, he said, you want to go back to Godhead? 75 paisa it takes, that's all. This was in 1920s. Huh? Now it can cost $2 probably. Not even $2. $1. He said, in 75 paisa you can go back to Godhead. Acha, what do you do? Just buy these two books. Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika of Narottam Das Thakur. All these 10 varieties of prayers, categories of them in profuse amounts have been put. We may not know how to pray. Satsurup Maharaj writes in his book, Vandanam, very beautiful book. If somebody wants to learn how to pray, he can read that book. It's called Vandanam, very beautiful. He talks about the different type of prayers. Quoting notable prayers, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, Brahma prayed. We don't know how to pray. We just go in front, Brahmaji prayed, Guruji prayed. Father is telling this, I also repeat this. I have no feelings. But he has told, just do this. Bow down, beta. Bow down to Prabhupada, say jai jai. Ah, jai 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 jai. Bow down to here, say jai jai. Ah. Bow down to Prabhuji, say jai jai. Ah, jai jai, Hari Bol, Hari. We don't know what it means. But this is my well-wisher. He's telling me to do something. There must be some good thing. So Prabhupada has said, do this, I'll do this. Guru has said, do this, okay. Mashiksha Guru said, do this, I'll do this. So notable prayers is, we know that these are great, wonderful prayers. I have no feelings. I don't even feel that desperate. I don't even feel the need actually. But it is said that that is a need. And therefore, reciting notable prayers. But there is also scope to go and just talk to the Lord. Purijan Prabhu was once mentioning, he was in Krishna Balaram Mandir. And there was one lady, he came and expressed something. So Purijan Prabhu repeated to what Prabhupada had told. He said, just go in front of Krishna Balaram. They will fulfill your desire. Just talk to them. Just go and speak. All your problems, you go and speak there. And this lady went and sat there for 2 hours in front of Krishna Balaram. And then she came back happy. She said, they answered me actually. Balaram spoke to me. And she was happy. So they are there standing there for us. You don't know how to pray. You just go there and say, I'm fool number one. But I don't know how to pray. You know what's in my heart. All nonsense. You please take it off and do the needful. That's it. That's it. And Krishna says, Gadha kahin kai, doesn't know anything. Fool of an ass, he doesn't know. But still, he has come to the right place. Chaturvidha vajante maam jana sukriti dorjuna. Chalo, at least he has come to the right place. Come to the father. Where will the child go other than the father or the parents? Theek hai, come. Kya bol? Theek hai, no, stop babbling. Take this. So, There are so many wonderful ways of praying. But our acharyas, actually, we should memorize all these Vaishnava bhajans. The great acharyas, there are two ways of teaching people. One is Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Sarabhav, Bhakti Vedanta. If you don't have that much of a brain, for general mass of people, all over India, in all the sampradaya, whether it is Purandara Dasa in the Madhva sampradaya, or Narsi Mehta in Gujarat, or Vidya, and so many others, in other different states of India we have seen, these great devotees of the Lord, and Tukaram Maharaj in Maharashtra, he's called his Abhanga. These are condensed wisdom, condensed tablets of wisdom. You don't even know what it is, but take it inside. They are like the panacea for all diseases. Even if you don't know the language, this Bengali language, doesn't matter. Just go in front of the Lord, memorize this, and like repeat, just that's it. And try to enter into the mood of these words, mood of this prayer. Within these prayers are contained the glorification of the Lord, our fallen condition, and what should we ask for. Sometimes we don't know what to ask for. We may ask and end up in more problem than before. But except for Krishna, when you ask to demigods, they will give you what you want. But Krishna says, you are a rascal, but I am not one. You may ask any nonsense. You may ask for a piece of glass, but I know what you need is a diamond. I will give you only diamond. Tumi murkha, ami vigya, vishaya kene diba, swa charanamrita diya, vishaya bhulaiba. You are a rascal. You come and ask for all foolish things. If a son goes to the father and says, Papa, give me some poison, no? Why? Because I am desperate, I am fed up. Come, you rascal, I'll take you to some other place and give him such a nice thing. He says, do you want something? No. Why did you ask poison? Oh, such a nonsense thing I asked, no? Thank you so much. Dhruva did this. Dhruva asked, I want a kingdom better than my grandfather, great grandfather, sabko tod gaya. Guru said, okay, Narada said, go to Krishna. The right mood to approach Krishna, go to Krishna, he will give you. Suniti also said the same thing. Just go to Krishna. Whatever you want, you go to Krishna. Akama, Sarvakama, Moksha Kama, Tivrena, you just go to Krishna. He will see, he will give you what you want, first installment. Before you know, you will lose interest in what you wanted. Because he gives you what you need. And you feel, you belch, I am completely satisfied. No, do you want? No, I don't want. But you ask for it. Don't. Actually, Dhruva was lamenting. Shee, I wasted my time. In 6 months, I saw the Lord. And what did I ask? Kingdom? Sthana vilashi tapasi stitoham. I was asking for a piece of glass, my Lord. But you are so merciful. You gave me a piece of diamond. Now I am completely satisfied. I don't want anything. So it doesn't matter. We are full of filth. We are full of material desire. We don't even have a desire to chant these prayers. But having heard this Bhagavatam class, having heard what all these great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada is saying, having heard what Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta, what Prahlad is saying, we just go in front of the Lord. I am fool number one. I have been told to recite this. I am reciting. You do the needful. Krishna says, as Prabhupada says, love me, love my dog. Because you had little faith in the words of my devotee and you have come in front of me, I will give you extra benefit. I'll give you this extra benefit. In fact, if you say that you are a devotee of a devotee, Krishna will be more favorable to you than if you go and say, I am your devotee. No. He said, I am fool number one, but I am a devotee of Srila Prabhupada. Then he says, Acha, Prabhupada's man? Okay, come inside. So that's our holy hope. I'll just conclude with one devotee asked me one time, Prabhuji, tell me the truth. Huh? Does really Krishna fulfill your prayers? I said, why? Prabhuji, kitne saalo se pray kar raha hun. From years I've been praying, but I don't think he gives me what I asked for. And then I shared with him a prayer that's something very dear to me, very close to my heart. And that gave me so much faith that actually if you go in front of the Lord and pray, whatever you pray, but going in front of the Lord on the order of the scriptures and the great devotees, if you go and pray, believe me, whatever we ask, 101% Krishna will fulfill. But conditions apply, star mark. But not the way you expect. So Krishna says, oh, you want? Yes, beta, I'll get down the altar. Yele. Take this. No. He will 100% answer your prayers. It will never go in vain. But he will do it in a way that you will not realize now. When you look back, you say, I asked for one penny, you gave me millions of dollars. Thank you, Krishna. And I will end with this particular prayer, which is an amazing thing. So this prayer, if you are all ready, I will chant. This says, I asked for strength. Please, Krishna, give me strength. And God gave me difficulties to make me strong. Ah, I asked for strength and you gave me difficulties. You asked for it. You asked for strength. I will give you difficulties. And by facing it, you will become very strong. I asked for wisdom. And God gave me problems to solve. Because otherwise it will be very theoretical. But when you go through certain situations, you become wise. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. Realizations. I asked for prosperity. And God gave me brawn and brains to work. Here is the muscles. Here is the brain muscles also. Get it? I asked for courage. And God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience. And God placed me in situations where I was forced to wait. I asked for love and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. My prayers have all been answered. Nice, isn't it? So, Krishna answers the prayers, no doubt about it. But he answers according to his time zone and according to his intelligence, not according to your tiny 450 grams of gray matter. He knows exactly what is good for you. So we have to have that faith. So I think we will end here. And, acha, if you say, Prabhuji, give me one prayer. One simple prayer. Actually, okay, give me one example of Samprarthanatmika, Dainivodika and Larasamai. Prabhu, one prayer. Again, shortcut. Give me one prayer which has all of this. Actually, that one prayer is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It is the best Samprarthanatmika prayer. Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, or most attractive because he's all opulent, and Ram because he's the reservoir of pleasure. Hare, O Mother Hara, supreme energy, all the, you know, inconceivable internal energy of the Lord. That's the glorification, the ultimate glorification. And Prabhupada said, like a child cries for the mother. It is the ultimate Dainyabodhika. If you are a drowning man, when he cries out, there is tremendous intensity there. You know, when that mood when you chant, that is the ultimate Dainibodhika prayers. That I am helpless, I am about to die, I'll perish if you don't hold my hand. And that is the ultimate lalasamai. I want your service. In Prabhupada, one place translated, he said, please engage me in your service. That's it. That's our natural, that's the ultimate wealth. That's the ultimate gift. That's the ultimate treasure. What else we want? Service to Krishna. Bhavamanda chide tasya isprahyamina muktaye bhavan prabhur aham dasaha iti yatra vilupyate. Hanumanji says, I don't care for even spiritual world. If you are my master and I am your servant, if this conception is lost, I don't even want the spiritual world. I don't mind hell. If you are my master, I am your servant, there is service there. Even that hell is spiritual world for me. But spiritual world without service to you, as Kapila tells his mother Devahuti, Salokya Sashti Samipya Diyamanam Nagrinanti Vina Matsevanam Jana. They have crossed over all liberation. They don't care for liberation. They simply want service. And can you imagine? That service is available right here, sitting in Melbourne. It's only a question of consciousness. If we realize what happens in the spiritual world, this is what happens. There is Mangalarti every day in front of Radha Vallabha. After that, there is Narsingh Arti. Oh, and then what do you do in the spiritual world? Tulsi Arti. Acha? Then we chant. And then we do Guru Puja. Actually, Akrura, when he was being taken, the Vrajvasis wanted to know, everyone is talking about the spiritual world, where is the spiritual world? Krishna said, come. And he actually showed the ultimate abode. And they said, "Arey, this looks very familiar." Said, yeah, I'm telling you guys. You are here. You are actually here. After you go there, you'll do the same thing. All the Brajavasis said, now we are happy. Arey, ye to Nanda Maharaj jaise lagte. Ye to Yashoda Mai. She looks like Yashoda. Hey, this is that Govardhan, isn't it? This is Yamuna. Yeah, this is the same place. And by Prabhupada's mercy, he left Vrindavan to bring Vrindavan everywhere. Wherever his lotus feet has placed, that's actually non-different from that spiritual world. He carried Vrindavan in his heart. Wherever he put his feet, that's Vrindavan. And specifically in Melbourne, we are very fortunate because he actually sat up there. He was here. He placed his feet. He danced here. What else? Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga Nasadavo Bhagavata Sadashrayaha Nayatra Vaik Nayatra Yagesha Makama Hotsava Suresha Lokopin Savai Nasavaisa Sevyatam. Devotees are praying where they want to reside eternally. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga, where rivers of Krishna's katha doesn't flow regularly, constantly. Nayatra Bhagavata Tadashraya, where devotees don't reside on the shore of the beautiful river, on the banks of the river where the Krishna katha flows, and where there are no festivals in glorification, Yajna Mahotsava. Even if it is the Indra Loka or the abode of the heavenly King Indra, I'm not interested there. I want to reside where these three things are there. The constant katha of Krishna, association of sincere devotees, pure-hearted devotees, and constant festival of the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. How fortunate we are that Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, has created such an amazing environment all over this planet where we can actually experience and achieve the perfection of our prayers of eternal engagement in the loving service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Radha Vallabha. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, Prabhuji has ordered that I can take some questions. One or two questions. One or two, that means two and a half. Three questions. Okay, two questions if there are any.
Okay, one from the kid, one from the adult.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you were talking about prayers, like whom we should pray to and how we should pray. So we see in Bhagavatam, Draupadi prayers, Gajendra prayers, Rupa Maharaj prayers, and the Lord appears to protect them. But in Prahlad Maharaj's case, it's a bit different because he doesn't get time to pray. Because Hiranyakashipu asks him, is your Lord in this pillar? And the Lord appears. So how do we understand if we should call him or will he come by himself to protect us when we are in trouble?
Actually, Prahlad was always praying. That's why he is considered the example of Smaranam. Heart of heart, he was all... In fact, his life was prayer. Prayer means what? There is a higher personality and you are at his feet, and out of gratitude and out of helplessness, you're always taking that shelter, and therefore the mercy is flowing. So truly, as soon as we remember Krishna, he's there. But again, we may expect him to protect in a particular way. Krishna should come in this pillar and then only do. No. He may do it in any way. Not as per our understanding, but he does every situation. Every situation. Actually, even in death, he's still there. Sometimes we feel protection means only physical protection. Sometimes we feel protection means protection of our things, our health, our... No! Krishna, you know, he protects... Real protection is protection or devotion, of our devotion. Because that's the real thing. That's the reality. Everything is temporary. He does what is best for us. We should be convinced of this fact. He does what is best for us. So we continue to pray. Sometimes we may not realize, but when we look back, you know, in my case, I had a major thoracic surgery. You know, like Hiranyakashipu, I was torn apart like this. And 3.5 pounds of flesh was removed from the layer of the heart, external layer, pericardium. And all my dreams of going to the Navy, I was wanting to go to Navy. And I was doing all this training and running so many kilometers in so many minutes just to get into Navy. And by that time this was discovered and I went underwent a surgery, so they refused. They said, you can't enter the, you know, Navy because it's... My other friends, they've gone to Navy. And today, literally, some of them are earning wealth that you can't even imagine. You know? And every day they are regularly breaking the four regulative principles. And they look at me and they say, kya yaar tu? Poor guy, poor fellow, you know. And I thank Krishna. I pray to Krishna, really. Even today, I know Radha Vallabhai is hearing. And I said the prayer. I don't mind in my next life undergoing. I stayed in the hospital for 10 months. And 3 months in the intensive coronary care unit. ICCU. Not just ICU. But I am praying to Krishna, even 20 times I am ready to undergo the surgery. If that is what it takes to come to bhakti. Come to the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So, probably that's exactly what I needed. And then I took up speech and hearing. You know, for the hearing impaired, you do that. And imagine, the person who inspired me into this was a hearing impaired person. I was thinking, I am rehabilitating his speech. And he rehabilitated my life. And brought me to Krishna consciousness. And I did master in speech and hearing. And today what I am doing is speech and hearing. Shravanam and Kirtanam. But the topic has changed. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu only, no one else. So actually we have, you know, like we have a very tiny concept, I mean a very narrow view of Krishna, you didn't do this, you didn't protect me. That's childish. But we should be convinced. I mean, can you imagine? Parents, they always think for the welfare of the children. Sometimes they slap. They shouldn't, of course. Especially not in today's time. That will be serious abuse. But sometimes they do it. But a child may not like, oh, you hate me, I hate you. But later you look back and say, thank you, mom. If you hadn't slapped me, I should have done that, I would have done it. So you realize. So Krishna is the ultimate father, the ultimate mother. Tomeva mata cha pita tomeva. He is ultimate friend. No, nothing that he does can ever be for not our benefit. Impossible. If we see some lack, it's only in our vision. Krishna is perfect. Krishna is complete. He can never do something that is imperfect. But our vision is imperfect. So anyone who once says, in front of Radha Vallabh says, today my Lord, I am yours. That's it. Bahut bada galti kiya. You did a big mistake. He says, okay, I'll take care of you. I will do the needful. And his needful may not be what you want. But he'll do what is best for us. We should know for sure. Does it answer your question?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
I don't know what you asked. I kept on answering what I understood. Okay. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, my question was that you said that we have to be the devotee of the Lord, then the Lord will accept you. But in some instances, we see that some devotees directly approach the Lord, and then the Lord accepted them. So how do we analyze?
No, if the devotee has told you, approach the Lord. So on behalf of the devotee, we approach the Lord.
Yes.
Why are we approaching the Lord? Because we have been told by His devotee. We have faith in the word of Srila Prabhupada. We have faith in the word of Prahlad. We have faith in the word of Shukadeva Goswami. And therefore we are approaching the Lord. Right? And so therefore, when we are approaching the Lord sees, just see, He has so much faith in my devotee's words. Satyam vidhatum nija bhritya bhashitam. Because my devotee has told him or her, and she is having faith in the word of my devotee, I cannot afford to go back and fail that his words. That is why Krishna tells Arjuna, you declare boldly that my devotee never perishes, because I may go back on my word. Sometimes Krishna does that. Because he has to fulfill so many people's words. But his devotee's words, no question, lying on a rock. So if we go to the Lord on the order of his devotee, then what are we doing? We are actually following the devotee. We are actually in the mood of being the servant of the servant. So that is perfectly all right. Why we go in front of the Lord? Because we have been told early morning, go in front of the Lord and pray. Samsara dava. Right, we're doing that. Yes, two questions are all, one last question. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thanks for the class. So, since we are doing daily services and worshipping Lord and, so at the time of leaving the body, how can we be sure that we remember Lord? If we can't remember the Lord, we can't go back to Godhead or,
Krishna is not a sadist. Hey, you were in coma, you didn't chant. Sorry, huh? Next life, better luck next time. Krishna sees. There is a beautiful quote I read once. Man sees the lips, but God sees the heart. Man sees the result, but God sees the effort. So your effort throughout your life, have you prioritized Krishna in your life? If in your life you have prioritized Krishna over everything else, at the time of our departure, Krishna will prioritize us over everyone else. Right? What is the proof? Bhishma. Bhishma prioritized Krishna's desire. I was so confused by Bhishma. He's a Mahajan and is fighting on the opposite of side, on the opposite side of Krishna and shooting arrows at Arjun. And we are told Mahajano yena gata sapanta. This was the first question in Krishna consciousness. My question was this. And my question was 5 minutes. And the answer was not even 5 seconds. The answer I was given was Krishna's will. It was Krishna's will. Four words. It was Krishna's will. That means Krishna used Bhishma as an instrument to show to the whole world, however great you are, however pious you are, however glorious are your fame, but if you fight on the other side, you will lose. And no one could have been a better example than Bhishma. So while Bhishma's body was on the other side, his heart was on the Pandava side. Krishna only understood. The world may misunderstand, but Krishna understands the heart. He took a vow. Because he was insulted by Duryodhan. Your heart is there, your partiality, I know you're partial, you're not fighting fully. For a Kshatriya, that's the last thing, to hear. He took a vow. A Bhishma, in the word, he got the name Bhishma from Devavrat because of his vow. So he pulled out 5 arrows. He said, I vow, tomorrow these 5 arrows will kill the 5 Pandavas. I swear, Bhishma. Duryodhan said, battle finished. Complete war is over. He picked up the arrows. As he said, tomorrow morning I'll give you, sir. Please give me. He was kissing the arrows. He slept on the arrows actually. That day, that was his pillow. And he was dreaming. Arjun, Bhishma, everyone dead. Bhima, everyone dead. Practically he got good sleep and no sleep. And sweet dreams. And of course we all know the story how Krishna had no sleep. Krishna was rolling on the bed and Arjuna was snoring. Krishna woke up. Hey Arjuna, get up. What? Go to Bhima. Go to Duryodhan. Acha? In the middle of the night? Yeah. Ask for those 5 arrows. So Arjuna went And Duryodhan, in his, you know, chivalry, said, "What do you want? Even if you want the whole kingdom without the battle, I'll give you." "Ah, no, I'll fight with you, don't worry. But just those 5 arrows. Why? Arjuna wouldn't have asked for it. But Krishna had told him. Oh, 5 arrows. He didn't know which 5 arrows, but 5 arrows you gave me. Those 5 arrows. So he pulled up the 5 arrows. Duryodhan thought, "Are there are many arrows in Bhishma's, you know, what do you call it, that quiver." So he just kind of gave. And next day, Bhishma got ready. "Duryodhan, those 5 arrows. Already gone." Arjun came and took it away. Immediately Bhishma understood. Okay. I know. Then he took a vow. He said, "Today, either Krishna has to break his vow of not picking up any weapon. Otherwise, today I will kill." Even, can you imagine? "I will kill all the 5 Pandavas. The only way I can be stopped, my vow is to be stopped, is Krishna has to break his vow." Can you imagine what kind of integrity and what confidence? He said, "Either Krishna breaks his vow, otherwise my vow is not going to be broken." And that day, Bhishma fought as if like a hot knife through a butter, literally piercing through effortlessly, killing countless Pandava army. Krishna realized, if this fellow is not stopped, today will be the end of the battle. And he said, "Arjun, shoot." Arjun, boom, he's just shooting arrow like a child, you know, boom, like a flower, throwing a flower, little flower, and then something like that. He's shooting arrows like that, boom, 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 and bouncing off. Arjun, shoot the arrows, pierce Bhishma. Impossible. He had tears in his eyes. Arjun had tears in his eyes, but still couldn't shoot. You have to. Yeah, I'm doing it. But whatever he might try, his bow wouldn't pull at all. Krishna realized, this fellow is not going to do it. Krishna said, "All right, if you don't do it." He jumped and picked up a chariot wheel. And I don't know, that sight, if you see that picture, that's the ultimate picture, you know, where Bhishma threw his bow and arrow and said, "Yeah, this is it." He raised his hands, he said, "This was Rasleela on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. This was, that is Madhuri Rasleela, this is Virya Rasleela. This was the sweet reciprocation. Nobody could understand. This was the ultimate pleasure, Bhishma." Because Bhishma was seeing how Krishna loves Arjun. Just see how he loves Arjun. For his sake, Krishna is ready to break his own vow. "I will not, I have to see that Arjun is protected." So that's Krishna. You know, that's the reciprocation. And therefore, at the time of death, personally, Krishna not only came himself, but brought the Pandavas. Because Bhishma sacrificed everything to do the will of Krishna, took the, you know, the other side, did whatever necessary. Krishna also did whatever is necessary to reciprocate. How? Bhishma wanted to die peacefully. Will the Pandavas ever sit on the throne of Hastinapur? Will this righteous Pandavas, will they ever sit on the throne? That was his only desire. And he would have died an unhappy person had he not seen the Pandavas. Therefore, Krishna told all the Pandavas to dress up in their best. Can you imagine? You're going to somebody's final days and passing away. Generally, people go with a very, you know, loose hair and then white or a black thing and then a mourning kind of thing. He said, "Be in your best. Come with a golden chariot." Why? Because he wanted to give pleasure to Bhishma by coming himself and bringing his most dear Pandavas. He said, look, Bhishma, your desire has been fulfilled. The Pandavas are enthroned as unrivaled emperors of the world. And I am here to reciprocate your ultimate desire. To just see me. And Bhishma, this was, you know, beyond the point. He was blissful. Bhishma was a most happy person while departing. Externally, he was on a, you know, bed of arrows. This is what people see. But Krishna reciprocated. So, don't worry. I'm not saying, Krishna is telling. Mahashucha. If we have prioritized Krishna throughout our life, every day, every moment, Krishna will prioritize us over everything else when we need the most. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandai, Hari Hari. Thank you very much.
What do you want?
Wealth of knowledge. I don't know how much to do. Very nice.
Radha Vallabhal and Prabhupada's mercy.
You want photo or what?
So, being attached to Krishna.
That's it.
That's it.
Perfection of life. Why?
If we drive this, we can have
Gati and?
Gati.
And? Okay, good, good.
Without focus, there is no
thank you. No other signs.
Sundaranga Kandar Ako Itamaniya Nisesa Soga Thank you.
Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara